Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That are about a small thing or about, you know, someone in this city that's doing something cool in their school district. So those are the stories that I like the most.
...98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:45 now here on a Wednesday morning, June 21st. And time for three big things.
Three.
Republican wins independent important election in Georgia.
Two.
Wichita police use beanbag round in subduing suspect.
One.
Man formerly charged in rape of 7-year-old girl in northwest Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, right now we've got it's a stalled out vehicle, northbound I-135, right around 61st Street North. So watch out for that, 61st Street North and I-135. Traffic slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Going to be a lot like yesterday, only with a little more wind. Sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 93 degrees. Yesterday's high was 93. We'll have a south wind this afternoon, 17 to 22 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 70. Thursday, sunny and warm, tomorrow's high 92. Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 72 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday, that's today, with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:46 now, Stephen Ted on KNSS. The White House press secretary returns to work.
Here are your political insights from ABC News. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer was back in front of the cameras for his first on-cam briefing since last Monday.
Right here.
And Spicer gives the president thoughts on the new GOP health care bill.
The president clearly wants a bill that has heart in it.
But Spicer said he could not answer whether anyone in the White House, including President Trump, has reviewed a draft of the Senate bill, which is supposed to be voted on next week. The death of Otto Warmbier, the American student who was brought home in a coma after being detained in North Korea, has the State Department questioning if they should put a travel restriction on the country. And President Trump seems to be pointing fingers over who's to blame for his death.
Home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different.
A former Obama advisor has said they did everything they could. On the Hill, first daughter and White House advisor Ivanka Trump had what she tweeted was a productive meeting with lawmakers about paid leave for parents and expanding the child tax credit. And those are your political insights. Maggie Rulli, ABC News, the White House.
No argument here. Joe West has worked his 5,000th major league game as an umpire, Ted.
He's been around forever.
He was behind the plate for last night's matchup between the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies. The 64-year-old, nicknamed Cowboy Joe, is the third umpire to work at least 5,000 games.
Wow.
He joins Hall of Famer Bill Clem, who worked
5,375
games, and Bruce Fromming, who worked 5,163 major league games.
Wow.
West has said he'd like to pass Clem, which would mean working through at least 2020.
Wow.
You got a ways to go. You got to love your job if you're going to do it 5,000.
No, he's a character.
5,000 games, is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's.
By the way, just to keep it in perspective, today is, for Steve and Ted, show number 4,933.
Whoa.
So we're getting close
to
5,000, too.
We're closing in.
Yeah, there you go. And we're considered characters as well. He apparently went in to snatch up some things and ended up swiping some Z's. A West Virginia man has been arrested and charged with burglary. Homeowner called dispatchers after finding a glass door broken. When he went inside, he found a man asleep in his bed. It was not Goldilocks. He has been charged with burglary and destruction of property. Some of these burglars, they should get more rest, you know. If they're going to go out and work at night and,
this bed is
and
too
break,
hard.
Break into people's homes and so forth, they need to get plenty of shut-eye before they go out there so they can be on top
this
of their
game. This bed is too soft.
Yeah. Yesterday on Wall Street, another drop in crude oil prices helped bring energy stocks lower, dropping the market from the record highs it set Monday. The price of crude touched its lowest level of the year. Retailers also fell. You and I were talking about this yesterday, about the fact that the market has been booming along and these indexes going up every day in big amounts. And there's going to be some corrections and some downside now and then. Well, we had a little correction yesterday, as it were. S&P 500 index fell 16, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 61 points, and the NASDAQ fell 50 points.
Wonder if the Associated Press is going to do a story on us when we do our 5,000th show.
No. Uber, it will be completely ignored by everyone, except maybe our listeners who appreciate us so much. Uber CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick has resigned. Kalanick says he has accepted a request from investors to step aside. Kalanick says the move will allow the ride-sharing company to go back to building itself rather than become distracted by another fight of some sort. Kalanick had already been on indefinite leave and amid criticism of his management style and following the death of his mother in a boating accident. So he is stepping down as the boss at Uber. Coming up on 7:51 now with Steve and Ted, growth and new jobs for a local company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Wichita manufacturing firm expanding, Raptor Manufacturing, moving as part of a $4.8 million expansion that'll bring new jobs to the company. It'll move into a 33,000-square-foot facility on 3 acres at 2400 South Hoover Road. Raptor is 4 years old. It's grown from 4 employees to 28. It'll add a dozen more staffers in the next 5 years. A pair of Wichita brothers have created an app that tracks local restaurant specials. Lucas and Sam Hansen created Feast, that's F-E-E-S-T, to provide a platform for local restaurants to promote their daily and weekly specials. The free app was recently released through the Apple App Store and already has more than 300 users, an Android app expected to be released in the next few days. And the Wichita Bar Association has a new president. Dave Seeley is a member attorney at Fleece and Gouin, Colson & Kitch. He'll serve us the next year and moves up from president-elect. Rebecca Mann is vice president. Board members include Adam Burris, Jason Hart, Amanda Marino, Mindy McFeeters, Moji Rossin, and Warren Wilbert. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, you're talking about a couple of local businesses that, hey, they're growing there. They're doing well. That first one is really adding some jobs.
Yep, that's right. You got to like that. That's always good news.
Always good to hear about that. We're getting all these, you know, we can't even keep up with the stories coming out of the Paris Air Show. But apparently Boeing is, it looks like, number-wise, outselling Airbus. The big competitor there, but we don't care because we benefit from both of them, right?
You bet. Absolutely. We get business with both of them, Spirit and AeroSystems.
All right. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted. Today is National Seashell Day.
Oh. That means a lot to folks here in Kansas.
Yes, I thought I'd bring it up because of our connection with seashells. And well, you may say that, Ted, but in my bathroom at home, there's a large glass container filled with seashells. So, to heck with you there, bud. You collect seashells?
None of which you got within 500 miles of this place.
Well, we got them in Florida.
There you go.
You don't have a seashore here. You have to go to Florida or someplace like that. But, Bill, do you have any seashells in your home?
I don't. I have no seashells in the Roy household.
You don't have a big...
But I did run across somebody. Somebody was selling seashells by the seashore.
Yeah. I'm sure they were.
Susie or Sandy.
Somebody has seashells.
Shelly.
Careful now. Anyway, we do have my son, of course, for a while, lived in Pensacola for a couple of years down there, and we went to the seashore down there, and I tell you what, those white beaches, Dan, I'm just going to tempt you right now and make you feel bad, but those white beaches, a perfect white sand, clear to aqua water. Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, just beautiful.
Those are the best beaches ever, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Lake Cheney.
That's exactly similar. You just described Cheney Lake. Yeah.
Similar in that there's sand and there's water. Okay. But, you know, it's
and even that's questionable.
You know, yes. We always say that we don't have, you know, the mountains or the beautiful beaches or anything, but there are other beautiful things about living in Kansas
Absolutely.
Like
the waving wheat, those Flint hills are the most beautiful.
Got a couple of hills and some wheat, you know? Every now and then a cow. I mean, there are a lot of great things.
Big Brutus.
Big Brutus. You always mention Big Brutus.
I know,
this great giant steam shovel down in the southeast part of Kansas that I have never seen, and I need to see Big Brutus. Put that on my bucket list. But, yeah, there are a lot of great things about Kansas. We got highways, you know, convenience stores. We got a lot of stuff. All right, thank you, Bill. 7:55 with Steve and Ted. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Going to tell you about an important election down in Georgia, important to both the political parties. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.